Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Blake Boland is a spokesperson for Dublin Bus. He's with me here in studio today. You might just outline, Blake, for listeners, the number of incidents of antisocial behaviour, assaults, attacks that you've recorded on staff at Dublin Bus.
That's right. At last count for last year, we were up to 1,053. And this is just, it's an astronomical rise, really. Yeah. It's more than doubled. If you go back approximately 5 years, we were seeing figures in around, you know, the mid to late 400s. And that spiked up. Now, in the last 12 months or so, it has stabilised. But that's still, it's still way too high. And in fact, any one incident is way too high. And what we're seeing happening out there to our customers, yes, but also to our drivers, is just not acceptable.
Is it that more incidents are actually happening, or is it that more are being reported or logged with yourselves?
So it's probably a little bit of both, you know. So I think, you know, this isn't just a Dublin Bus Services issue. I think this is perhaps a societal issue, although I'm not in a position to speak to that at length. And we are seeing those rises out there, all right. And it's coming through in the statistics as well.
Yeah. Can you give us an indication of what kind of things are happening, though, to staff?
There's a whole variance there. And as I said, you know, any one is too much. And they're from lighter issues there, but all up to ones that do include assault. And in terms of numbers and pure numbers, it's things being thrown at the buses, so stones, be it bricks and so on. We've had incidents of you know, these lasers being pointed at drivers as they're driving down the road. So it really is a whole gamut there. And I don't think it's right just to pick on one area and say we need to tackle this. This is everything. This is all the way from verbal abuse to spitting to things being thrown at drivers. It's not acceptable for them. They should not have to experience this in the workplace. And our customers, 159 million of them last year, should not have to travel around like this.
Do you notice it in particular? You know, are there certain areas where the number of assaults or attacks, you know, spike, where they rise? Is it across the board? Is it across the entire Dublin Bus network?
It is across the network, and you are going to see these happening on the vast majority of routes. However, you're right in pointing out that they do happen in higher numbers in certain areas. No, I'm not going to name those here. That's not. It's not our position. We serve the communities that we work in, that we operate our services in, and we're not going to target anyone. Now, what we do is we have the Safer Journeys team, and we liaise with An Garda Síochána Síochána, and we will focus our efforts in the areas that are needed, and that's based on a data-driven approach. But I don't think it's fair to single out any particular areas.
Stay with me, Blake, because I've one of your colleagues here, Suzanne O'Connor, is with us on the line today, and Suzanne is part of the SIP2 Respect Transport Workers Programme. Can you just explain, Suzanne, to listeners, the kind of incidents that are being reported?
Yeah, so it's a lot like what Blake said is happening. It could be anything from verbal abuse to stone throwing, physical assaults, passengers fighting with each other, racial abuse in the bus. There could be drug taking. It can be anything, a whole range.
So drivers contact you after an incident has happened. Is that the case?
Yeah, so they can if they're SIP2 members and they're based in the garage that I'm in, but they would go back to their local reps. But what they should do, and not all incidents even get reported, but what they're supposed to do is go back to the garage. So they'll report it to their controller when they're on the bus. They can call through to control and an inspector will help them. And then when they get back to the garage, they'll fill in an incident report form. Then the cameras and all can be pulled and they can see the incidents. So there are protocols in place, but like that, not every incident actually gets reported. Because if a stone is thrown sometimes and a window doesn't break, you know, the driver will just continue on the journey.
You're a bus driver, is that right, Suzanne?
I am, yeah. 10 years.
10 years. And what sort of stuff have you had to deal with or have you faced?
Yeah, so look, I've had drug dealing on the bus. I've had people taking drugs on the bus. I've had passengers fight on the bus, threatening each other. Threatening me, punching a screen, because obviously we have a screen there for our own protection, so we don't get out of the cab if something happens. You'll have people intoxicated. You'll have stuff thrown at the bus. I had a brick thrown at the window one day, but you know it's at where the wheelchair seat is.
And were you driving the bus at the time?
I was driving, yeah.
Yeah.
And it was very frightening because you hear a bang and you're not 100%.
Like,
this second you're thinking what it is anyone hurt? You know, you have to jam on the brakes. Did you throw anyone forward? The guard's going to be called. Do you know, the bus has to be taken out of service. All the passengers have to get off. Then that bus isn't going to run. And people don't see this. So the person at the next stop, they're waiting to get on a bus, but your bus now is not running. And it might not be a high frequency service. So they're waiting on another bus. Eventually the other bus turns up. That driver could get abuse for the bus being late. And it can all start all over again. Mm. So everybody is put out, and you could have someone waiting to get home to their kids, or, you know, a doctor's appointment, going to work, anything like that, and everything is thrown off because the bus has been taken out of service.
What about the sort of day-to-day? And I don't want to kind of, you know, diminish the sort of verbal abuse, Suzanne, that you and colleagues deal with. But I see it myself. I'm a very regular Dublin bus user. I'm on it, I'd say, a minimum at least once, if not twice a day. So I see it all on a busy route through Dublin city centre. But just the kind of the general attitude towards drivers. How is that at the minute?
Most passengers are lovely, Andrea. They want to get on the bus and go where they're going. They don't cause hassle. You know, they just want to get on, and that's fine. There's no issue. And they might say hello to you as they get on. They'll tap their card and they'll probably have their headphones in. Most people are lovely. But you just don't know when it's going to kick off or where it's going to escalate from. Like, you could have someone get annoyed at you and then try spit at you.
Yes,
for no, like, it comes from nowhere. Like, you wouldn't see it coming. Everything is great. And then all of a sudden, you know, it just goes from 1 to 100.
And when you're
that's the problem.
Yeah, and when you're chatting to your colleagues, you know, after your shift, Suzanne, is that a sort of a general consensus that it has just worsened?
Yeah, definitely since the pandemic, and the survey that CIP2 put out to all public transport workers shows that it heightened during the pandemic, and it just hasn't seemed to drop. Now, obviously, we welcome the Safer Journeys team that Dublin Bus have put in place. And that's acting as a deterrent. And you see them around. And you know, when someone gets on your bus in uniform, the chance of anyone kicking off is kind of slim. Mm-hmm. And it's nice for passengers to have that peace of mind, and for the driver as well. But obviously, they can't be on every bus. That's what we're calling for, a dedicated public transport policing unit. So at least then there's powers of detention and arrest. There's something that can be done. They can face prosecution. That deterrence will be there.
So over the fact today that these new figures show that there's over 1,000 incidents of antisocial behaviour, and you talked about the stone throwing that you've experienced, spitting, assaults, all of this recorded by Dublin bus drivers last year. I mean, ultimately, Suzanne, what you're looking for is a transport police.
Yeah, that's what we need for passengers to be safe. And it's not, this is not just a Dublin bus thing. This is across all public transports. We have it on the Lewis, Irish Rail and the other bus companies. It's there. So we need something to tackle it. And we need, do you know what? Society needs to realise it's completely unacceptable for this behaviour to continue.
Mm. I know, I do wonder, though, would even the establishment of a transport police actually really teach people that, Blake?
It certainly would help. And this is something that we've been openly lobbying for since 2022. So the Safer Journeys team was mentioned there. That was a pilot programme and launched initially October 2024. We then got that expanded to 3 teams. So you've got one on the north side, one on the south side, then one in central. And we're boarding buses to try to target this area. But yeah, the transport police, now that is in the programme for government. That's very welcome. I understand that the minister met some of his staff last week to talk about progressing this. And it looks like it is moving on. But what we really want to see is for that urgent implementation of this ambition to happen.
Yeah, the idea of the transport police, how do you envisage that would work?
So that won't be up to us to establish or to operate in any way, but certainly powers and abilities that go beyond what our Safer Journeys team have at the moment. And we've heard a lot of discussion about something along the lines of the airport police. So we don't know how that's going to happen yet. We just want to see it moving along quickly.
Yeah, but for you, Suzanne, as a bus driver, as somebody, you know, dealing with this day in, day out, how would you like a transport police to operate?
Yeah, so they need, like that, along, we were kind of thinking along the lines of airport police. So CIP2, we're not prescriptive. Whatever way it works would be great. But with the idea there of airport police, they'll have the powers of detention and arrest, and people can be prosecuted. That's the plan. That's what we've been calling for. And like that, we've met the government on this. They've put it in their programme for government, but we just hasn't been followed through on yet. And
yeah,
that's what we need to see.
Do you know, it's funny, I notice, Blake, regularly when I get to use the Lewis, you know, or whenever I'm on any of the Lewis carriages around Dublin, like, it's absolutely fantastic when you see the security personnel jumping on the Lewis, you know, and it does bring just, I think, a level of calm, you know, to the Lewis for passengers. Like, it's brilliant.
It does. It's about that visibility. That gives a lot of comfort to yourself as a user, as a customer, and the other tens of millions out there. and then when necessary can intervene as well. And I just think it's also important to know that like any one incident here is too much, but it's just worth noting a little bit of context as well. So we did carry 159 million passengers last year. Like on a busy day, we can carry about 500,000. Now, we had just over 1,000 incidents of reported antisocial behaviour. Now, like, maths isn't fantastic, but you're looking at, you know, 0.00005%. So we still do want to assure people that this is a largely, it is a safe service, that tens of millions of passengers are travelling in safety and comfort this way. But we need to do a lot more to make sure that's zero, not 1,000.
Kathleen is on the line. Kathleen, you're a bus driver in Dublin.
I am indeed, yes.
Yeah, how are you? What have you experienced, Kathleen?
I actually quit Dublin Bus since because of all of antisocial behaviour and the anxiety that it creates amongst the drivers. What I've experienced is, one in particular, I was physically assaulted on an empty bus after picking up an empty bus after my break. Walked up to my bus, opened the door, put my bag on the seat, leaned over and shut the door, and I was standing there taking off my jacket, and a bloke came in behind me and started punching.
Oh, God. And there was nobody else around Kathleen at the time.
Well, there were people standing at the bus stop, but it didn't prevent anything. You know, it didn't. I had to more or less look after myself. That was it.
And how were you?
I'm grand now. It did knock me for six. It killed my confidence for a couple of months. I took off work. And when I went back then, there was another incident straight away. Same day I went back on another route that a bloke on the bus roared and shouted and said that he had an incident on the bus prior. And I said, oh, I'm really sorry about that. I said, take a seat and I'll take you home. Right? Mm-hmm. So he said, okay, grand. And then he was roaring and shouting up and down the bus. And I told him, listen, you either sit down now or I'm going to have to put you off the bus. You're very distracted. You won't, you know. You'll do what? And he lifted up his hands and they were literally covered in blood. And that just knocked me again. And I just thought, I can't do this anymore, you know.
Just two really terribly unfortunate, Kathleen, incidents that, but, you know, I mean, anyone listening today and listening to your experience could see how that would have a lasting impact. But do you think with something like a transport police, would that deter, would that work, would it help prevent situations like that?
When I was still there, I had a couple of police officers get on the bus and just show the badge and just check out the bus. And it actually made me feel better, I will be honest. Now, don't get me wrong. Dublin Bus is a great company to work for, and the people I worked with and the garage I was in, it was absolutely amazing, and I do miss it, I will be honest. But when you're out there on your own, you're on your own, you know, and it's like there's no backup. So to have a police officer or some sort of security on the bus, it is a good deterrent. So I would absolutely advocate for that, no problem at all. It would be amazing. Because it sets your mind at ease. You're the driver, you know. And my attitude is, you want me to take you to where you want to go, but you feel it's okay to treat me like this, you know.
And that's the thanks a million, Kathleen, for sharing your story with us. And I'm sorry to hear about what happened. I mean, like Blake, that's the last thing any service wants is to hear colleagues leaving the profession because of what they've experienced.
Just my first thing to say on that is my heart just because of Kathleen. Just no human being should have to experience that. And that's why our drivers deserve so much respect and praise for what they do in very difficult circumstances. And I heard that An Garda Síochána were mentioned there. And we have liaised with An Garda Síochána and working with them as well for days of action. And we had one of those a few weeks ago where An Garda Síochána will go out, join our Safer Journeys team and board buses around the city. And once again, it's about that visibility, that presence. And as we just heard from Kathleen there, that it just gives that little bit of reassurance when they're there, and people might think that, you know, they'll think twice about antisocial behaviour on the buses if they think there's a good chance of Safer Journeys team or An Garda Síochána boarding these buses and being present.
Yeah, a listener here has got in touch to say, I think to develop the new transport police, you can reflect the existing airport police. They've extensive legislation, powers to search and arrest, and highly trained. Another listener is making the point, why don't they have the new Garda recruits spend the first 6 months patrolling public transport? I think it could be a great way to get experience of actually dealing with the public on a daily basis. Suzanne Armstrong, Dublin Bus driver for over 10 years and SIPTU Respect Transport Workers Programme also as well. Blake Boland, who's a spokesperson for Dublin Bus, and former driver Kathleen, thanks a million to you all for joining us here on Lunchtime Live today. The email, if you want to contact us, is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.